Brother Joseph, thank you for being here. I have a question for you. In Matthew 24:29, it says that the rapture is after the tribulation. It says the word after. But now some people say that this chapter, Matthew 24, is for the Jews. It is not for us. Therefore, it doesn't apply. What do you say?
Well, first of all, God bless you.
God bless you.
What do I say? Well, look, it's wrong. Wrong doctrine. It doesn't have any scriptural backing. Look, if we read carefully this passage, the Matthew 24.
Okay.
We'll note that Jesus says, you, addressing his disciples.
Yeah, but the disciples were Jews.
Okay. Yeah, right. So what? He's addressing the disciples, okay, and the disciples are followed. So it's like they happened to be Jews because Christianity was just being born. Mm-hmm. But the disciples are not going to be only Jews. In fact, today, most of them are not. But there is no scripture whatsoever of Jesus talking here to the Jews. He's always saying, you. When you mm-hmm. see the abomination of desolation, when they persecute you,
yes.
you, the disciple, in other words, the Christian church. Now, to
yes.
say you, the Jews, are not the Christian, that really doesn't make any sense.
It cannot be interpreted both ways?
No, of course not. Why should it? Not at all.
Because they were Christians, disciples, but they were also Jews.
No, but the Jews were not Christians. That's the thing. Jesus is talking to the Christian, not to the Jews. Mm. He's talking to his church,
okay.
not to the outsider of his church, who not even saved. Look, yeah. even today, the Jews, they don't even believe in Jesus. How can he be talking to the Jews?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, because some people say, oh, but they get converted. But that's like very dark doctrines, interpretation, that one day they get converted. I pray they get converted, but that has nothing to do with this prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there is time before they get converted. Christians have been persecuted for 2,000 years. Jesus is talking to his disciples. Furthermore, if we are going to be super literal about this, that flee to the mountain. So because it's of Judea, see,
yes.
they that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Okay, see
it in
there.
Yes, it's true.
All right. So if we have to take this so super literal, then we'll have to continue with such a specific and also interpret that only those who are in Judea are to go to the mountains. He says, those that be in Judea go to the mountains, and no one else. But what about the Jews who live today out of Judea, such as in Tel Aviv, Ashdod, Hadera, Tiberias, etc.? Why would Jesus not consider them? Jesus certainly knew well that since 1948 until today, most of Israel would have been back in place and are all in Judea. See, there was only Judea in the days of Jesus, but today there is a whole Israel,
mm-hmm.
right? So in the days of his prophecy, it was only Judea. So in other words, it would be as if Jesus would have told, for example, the Jews, let's say, pre-Nazi Germany, okay?
Yeah.
Hitler is coming. All Jews who are in Berlin flee to the mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But what about the Jews who were in other parts of Germany?
Mm-hmm.
As we see also okay, this theory, as well as all the rest without scriptural foundation, doesn't hold much water. Look, go to Matthew 24. Can you read the 15 and 16 and 21?
Yes. 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso reads, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains.
Yes, 21.
21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor shall ever be.
Okay, so it's common knowledge, common understanding, just about every Bible scholar agree that the tribulation starts with the abomination of desolation, verse 15.
Yes.
There's no controversy about that.
Yes.
Everybody will agree. Okay, so according to this interpretation, that Jesus was talking only to the Jews,
mm-hmm.
all right, they think wrongly that he's talking about the Jews who get converted to Christ during the tribulation.
Mm.
You can see that today the Jews are still Jews.
Okay.
Okay, correct?
Yes.
But look what it says in verse 14. Can you read it?
14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come.
Okay, and then 15. Continue, say, when they are forced to see the abomination of desolation,
mm-hmm.
then flee.
Yes.
So first the gospel is preached all over the world, verse 14.
Yes.
Verse 15, the abomination is placed, which starts the tribulation.
Yes.
You understand the sequence?
Yes.
The gospel is preached, number one, verse 14. the abomination is put after that, mm-hmm. verse 15, and tribulation starts next, verse 21. You understand the sequence?
Yes.
So basically, the gospel is preached before the tribulation starts.
Yes.
Okay, who's going to preach the gospel?
The Christian. Disciples,
you,
yeah.
The disciple. It cannot be the Jews. They cannot be talking to the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
It doesn't make sense.
Also, otherwise, if it would be only the Jews, then the Great Tribulation would be only there in Judea. It wouldn't be all over the world.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The rapture would be just there in
but
Judea.
But Revelation 13, it says that the Antichrist, the beast, will have power all over the world.
It's true.
All the world wandered and followed after the beast. Revelation 13, verse 3. All the world.
Yes.
Also, the rapture, verse 29, it shall appear everywhere. It's like every eye shall see him. Verse 29 to 31, the same chapter. It says, all the tribe of the earth shall mourn. They shall see him, all the tribe, all the people. In other words, all the world.
Yes.
Okay, does
Amen.
It make sense?
Yes, a lot.
Verse 9, can you read it?
Matthew 24:9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Okay, this has been happening the last 2,000 years. The true Christian has been hated by all nations, sometimes even by false Christian churches.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So this cannot be applied to the Jews.
It's true.
It's impossible.
That's right.
But you really have to, I don't know, blind one eye to...
Because the Jews were never afflicted for the name of Jesus.
No, for my name's sake.
Right, right.
You shall be persecuted for my name's sake, for my gospel. This cannot be applied to the Jews. All right?
In fact, the Jews persecuted some of the Christians.
Exactly, yeah, exactly, exactly. No, Amen. This absolutely is for the Christian. Again, just like other wrong doctrine, there is no scriptural foundation. You'll have to believe it because somebody wrote a book full of nice, high-class intellectualism, good jokes, and the guy knows how to write, etc. And he puts a lot of truth, a lot of scripture. He's right, absolutely right about many things, and he slips in a little false prophecy, false doctrines.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord,
praise the Lord.
Protect
Amen.
Us, Lord. Like you said in Matthew 24:24, Jesus, you said, beware of false Christ and false prophets. And today, sadly, too many false prophets are preaching from the Christian churches, from pulpits, and deceiving the majority of the Christian churches. It's so sad. That's why there are so many different doctrines. How could they all be right? Of course, most of them are false. Amen. Lord,
Thank
help us.
Jesus'
name.
Amen. Amen.